Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This morning, my son Zane and I are up in Atkinson for the rodeo. Zane did get a qualified ride last week at Burwell, but he's wanting to add to his point total before the state finals in June. Wyatt took this week off the rodeo road so he could help with Uncle Doug's branding. I finished drilling oats this week just in time to get another 30 hundredths of rain. With the warm weather that's being predicted for the next few days, this country should turn green in a hurry. Let's have a visit with my friend Arizona cowboy Rolf Flake this morning. Rolf calls this one estate planning.
I've spent quite a little bit of time up on the Navajo reservation, and this comes out of a story that my dad used to tell. It's going to make you think a little bit, but maybe you can figure it out here. And I call it estate planning. Well, once there lived this old Hosteen up there on the reservation. He was a very important Natani, especially to the Navajo Nation. He called his sons together, and so they came all three and had a meeting with their father in the shade of a big cedar tree. "I'm growing old," he said to them, "and I've figured out a way to divide my things among you, so hear what I have to say. Now I'm sure that it is not too hard for each of you to understand that my horses are my pride and joy. There are many with my brand. So when I'm gone, I want you boys to gather them all in, and here's how I want them divided, so listen to my plan. Now, Bahi, you're the oldest. You've helped me all your life. So to you, I'll give one half of all the horses you can find. And Key, you're my middle son. You've been good to sheep to herd, so continue on the way you have, and you can have one third. And Jimmy, you're my youngest. You have lots of years to go, so I'll give one ninth of them to you. You'll have time to get some more." Well, time went on, and the old man died when it went to the happy hunting ground. And after the proper ceremonies, the family all stayed around. And the boys rode out and gathered in all the horses they had seen that had the old man's brand on them. They come up with 17. But no matter how hard they tried to divide them, they couldn't do it. 'Cause half of 17? Well, tell me, how would you do it? The boys began to argue. They almost had to fight. But no matter how they figured, it just wouldn't come out right. So they sent for the old medicine man to come on the double. He came along in about 3 days and says, "Well, boys, what's your trouble?" They explained to him what had gone wrong, why they couldn't work the plan. He said, "Well, you boys have sure done right to call in the medicine man. And I'll think about your problem. It may take a day or two, but I'll figure it out, you can be sure, and I'll get right back to you." And sure enough, he did come back. Came back in about 3 days and said, "Now, boys, I've figured out a plan. I think you'll be amazed." He pulled his saddle and bridle off his bony old horse without a word and opened up the gate to the big horse corral and turned him in with the rest of the herd. "Now, boys, take your pick," he says to them. "I'll just put my horse in the trade. Just come and wake me up when you get all done." And he settled down in the shade. Well, the oldest boy went into the corral, and of the 18 there, he picked 9. "It worked out all right," he said with a smile, "so I'll just take these for mine." The middle boy then went into the herd and said, "Well, 1/3 of 18 is 6. I'll just take these. They'll do me just fine. This wasn't such a terrible fix." The younger boy said, "Well, let me see. 1/9 of 18, that's 2. I'll take these 2 here. They'll be okay." And that's what he proceeded to do. Well, if you've followed my story quite closely, I'm sure that by now you have seen that by adding the numbers that were chosen, 9 + 6 + 2, you've come up with 17. There was one horse left in the big corral after all the choosing was done, and I'm sure that by now you all know quite well that the old medicine man's horse was the one. So he saddled his old horse and turned him for home. He said, "Well, boys, there's a moral to the story. There's always a way to work problems out if you just don't get greedy or hurry."
Thanks, Rolf. That's a lesson we can all apply. Thanks to all of you for joining me on Homegrown this morning. Have a great week. I hope our trails cross soon.